Good morning. This past week's daf is daf Lamites, the third parak Maseches Ksubos Elunaris. Let's see. The sugi begins towards the bottom of Lamites on Beis. Omar Abaye, six lines up. Omar Abaye, Bo Oleho Umeso Potter. Sokta Bayim, that if someone was Ma'anis a Naira, Umeso, and she died, we'll see when, Umeso, Potter, he's Potter from Knas. Shenema V'nosan Lavi HaNaira V'loi Avi Meso. Sokta Asha.
Potter means even Aitei Shemayim? Is that Potter mean Legamri?
L'chayra. From Knas, right?
Not from the Boshes Begam or Tsar. We're only discussing Knas, right?
L'chayra. Kipshuta, it should be like that. Right, we'll see in a moment. Zokrashi, bo lehu meso, Zokrashi, lehispik ha'av lehamidoi bedin ad shemeso. Okay, so it's very clear from this Rashi that we're talking about before Amoda Bedin. If there was an Amoda Bedin, so then this halacha would not be true. If she dies after the Amod Bedin, then the regular Chiyuv Knas exists even though it was not collected.
Is Amod Bedin the beginning of the court case, or Amod Bedin is the Gemar Din? What does Amod Bedin mean in Rashi?
Gvein Lechem means the Gemar Din. Say Tenloi. The final sign.
Because I attached the word Amod Bedin when he made them stand up, and then they started the court case.
Mm-hmm.
So Rashi's talking about the Gemar Din when the Bezin said Tainlo?
I believe the Rishonim say like that, yeah.
Wow.
Right, and we'll see the reasoning for that is that, we'll talk about it right now, right? Maybe we'll see more about this as we go on. But there's a fundamental difference between something which is a knas and something which is momen. Momen, which is an intrinsic chiyuv, a monetary hischaivus, so that like we always mentioned, let's say boishus upegam, which that's mazik. So the ma'isa itself, meaning to say that by mazik, let's say pagam, easier to heal, it's so bad as pagam, that pagam is because of the hezik, which is some kind of loss, which is caused. That's what obligates one to repay, to fill the void. So at the time that the void was created, that's mechayev the doer on the spot, like any a simple mazik, a person damages someone else's property, right? A simple case like that, and therefore there was a decrease in value to his item, to the person's general bank account. So that's what's mechayev him, like all kind of momentistic. So it's what we refer to as the ma'aseh itself, which is mechayev. When you go to Beis Din, it's some kind of sichzuch. It's what we refer, over there we refer to as a gili milsa ba'alma. You know, if there's a question as to whether he's mechayev or not, the two sides, the tainus. But at the end of the day, right, Beis Din is revealing to us that whether the original ma'aseh ha'mechayev was mechayev or not. So the chiyev is retroactive from then. It's not happening first now in Beis Din.
is Zechiah Bechlal connected to the, you know, to the psukim of Mefata and Ones? You know, the
which Chiyuv?
Of Tsar, you know, Boshes and Mekam.
So there are psukim over here which discuss that, which we learn from them. We have to see why we need to learn from them, and we'll see as we go on that there in certain instances there is a relationship between these two chiyuvim, and we'll see maybe as we go on whether there is some kind of dependency on this. But I mean, at this point we're just discussing the din of knas and moment in general, right?
Mm-hmm. Would that affect lekuchos, meaning that a chiyuv mamon is from the time of the hezek, and therefore, you know, you could be gover from lekuchos all the way back to then, whereas a knas only starts from the time of basement. I'm going forward to, I think, what you're about to say.
No. Could be. Because we will have to define, and I don't know if right now we'll be able to, or we have the information to do that, but we'll have to define over here that what exactly happens at the time. Right? We didn't even get to knas yet, so we'll talk about it. That's just the next step. So what we just discussed was that when we're talking about a momentistic achiv, right? So what we refer to over there is that it's an intrinsic chiyuv, that, you know, once the Torah set the laws as to when there's an obligation, a monetary obligation, so it's the action which is the cause, which the chiyuv moment is nigmar right then and there. Whereas by knas, it is not so, being that knas is not an intrinsic chiyuv, mean to say that there's no loss that you're replacing. So knas is something that the chiyuv akoponim is nigmar with the gemar din. Right? Of course, the action plays a role, right? But the chiyuv advances and it becomes established as on now on the level of a momentistic chiyuv only with the gemar din, and that's why we find differences as far as knas is concerned before amodvin and after amodvin. By momentis, we're not going to find these halachas because, like we explained, there's really no difference between before amodvin and after amodvin by momentis, by and large.
by mamon, the damage was done to the nizik, so the his chaybus is it's money owed to the nizik. But by kenas, it's not his chaybus to the nizik. Possibly, it's maybe a punishment on the head of the mazik. Is there such a svara?
Possibly. I mean, there could be such a distinction like that. That could be, and that could be followed through in as far as when the chiv is nigmar, right? Mm-hmm. But that's what we're discussing right now. That there's a difference that at when is the chiv nigmar. By knas, it's not nigmar till amodo bedin, or like we discussed, nigmar din actually. Right? That's when the chiv is nigmar, and at that point it's nachos. At that point, then it becomes the chiv is nigmar, and therefore, at that point, it will be like a momentistic chiv, which is nigmar right then. And what Rashi is telling us is that if once there's a gemar din, this halacha doesn't apply. This whole halacha that if the nevelis, if the nair that was nensum, if she died after the gemar din, this wouldn't apply. It's only if she dies before the gemar din that this chiv is in the knas status. It hasn't yet been nigmar. Now, what is this halacha? if she dies, so let's just think about this for a moment. If she dies, then it's potter. Then he's potter.
Is there more that we can ask by Onus and Mafata, by the 50 shekel?
Like all knas, it should apply. It should apply, right? Whatever the guidelines of Moedu Knas is, but it should apply
to it has to be before the Gemara Din. Once like, the Gemara Din, then it's not Moedu Knas anymore.
That's right. That's part of this halacha. That when we're saying that once there's a Gemara Din, well, I mean, even that, you don't really need this halacha, right? Because then he's not being Moed anymore, obviously, if there was a Gemara Din. Right? But all halachas of Knas, what are only in the knas stage.
The guy's ma'anis, the girl, he runs into the bath and he goes, I just did this, I'm more than I did it, so he doesn't have to pay the 50 shekel.
So as I hinted toward that there's a machlekes about what was Moedi Knas referred to, right? So we'll leave that on the side because it's too many things at once. Okay. So what we just want to raise over here, and maybe we'll see that what how do we understand this halacha, right? Why is it? Is it just a gzeiras hakasa? The pasuk says, lavi hanayv, lavi hameisa. That this whole parish is a chiddush. It's all knas. It's not a monetary chiv, so the Torah gives us its guidelines. Just like there's conditions of naira, bisula, murasa, maybe right, and all these things. So this just happens to be one of the conditions. Is that what it is, or maybe there's some kind of understanding to that that. Maybe it's some kind of Yitzir Meshusa. Okay, we'll leave it at that. Okay, we'll leave it at that right now. All right, we'll come back around. Okay, just to get the minds thinking.
From Ma Baravashi, the two stuff, and that's the one side.
Okay, let's see. We'll get there. Okay, very good. Akoponim Zokta Gimor. Now, the Gimor contains verses as follows. Milsa de Pshitale Labaya Miboile Lerovam. Something which we discussed, the halacha which was pshitale labaya. Baya was very clear, saw in the pasuk that the pasuk says that if she was mace, he's potter. This says pshitale labaya miboyle l'rovam. This is something that Rava was misupik about this. Diboy Rava yesh baga bekeva in baga bekeva. Rava had a shaila, and we could see from what his shaila is, what he understood and what he didn't understand, what he was misupik about, and what was postured to him. So let's see, what is Rava Clara shaila? The boy Rava yeish bagger bekever or ain't bagger bekever. Right, the words kipshutai. Pshutik mashmoy seem to talk about that if have someone a naira that's mace, and with the time, right, the Gemara talks about 6 months between nairus and bagras, and the Gemara wants to know that does she advance into the bagras stage with the time? Yeish bagar bekever or ain bagar bekever. Admor explains that what's this relevant? Yesh baga bekever udubino have. If there would be baga bekever, if she would advance into the bagra status, udubino have. The knas would go to her son. Aydilma ain baga bekever udavi have.
We're talking about before Hamad Bedin, in the middle of the Hamad Bedin, the end of the Hamad
Bedin. One second. Let's just get the word straight, then we'll see. Yeah. So what is the Gemara discusses over here? The din of Bagris. Is Bagris in that enough Bam Gemis? Let's see Rashi. So we need to know that there seems to be some assumption about Bagris over here, even without going. Let's see. Zok Rashi. Yesh Bagris Bekevin. Imeso Benairuso Ad Shaloi Omda Bedin. Okay, so Rashi addresses your question. Imeso Benairuso Ad Shaloi Omda Bedin. Nakoponim. She was mace, but she was a naira before Amod Bedin. Uvihigiyaz man bagruso bekevin. And the time that she would have become a begeris, that 6 months advanced, mi choshev bagar oiloi, that is she considered in the status of a bagris or not? Ulakamim meforish v'ozel l'may hilchosa. And the Gemara will discuss what it's relevant. Yesh baga bekevah zakrashi, v'chi heche di'imla hispiko lame b'din ad shabogra. So Rashi says like this, gives us the background. Rashi said like this, is that what's the halacha if she doesn't die? She's bogra before amod b'din. T'na lekamon b'perek nairo, nairo shen ispatsa, t'harei hein la'atma v'loy laviho. The mission says that we have a regular case of oinus. He was ma'anes and naira with all the proper conditions, and that amod b'din didn't happen. And meanwhile, she was bogra. So the halacha over here is that there's a change. There is a change in who gets the knas. Who has the schus in the knas? Harei hein la'atzma, the knas is to her, for lo lavi. That's what the Mishnah says. Now the Gemara, by us later on, tells us that that's because of a yitzia meshusai. Holu bagres meitzia meshusai. Right, which is that someone's daughter is Bishusai, Bikanusa, Binarusa, it's Bishusai concerning different things, right? There's a Mechira, right? That's till Nairus, after Nairus, there are all other Momonistic Schusim that the Av has. However, that's all only till Nairus. Once she becomes a Begeris, she's Yotze Meshusa concerning these schusim, and any monetary schusim that the father had, at this point, he doesn't have anymore. Now, any monetary schus which was Nigmar, so that those he was his very Zeiches, so that's his. But anything which was not Nigmar, then he doesn't. That's what's relevant over here, Knas. Knas is something which needs the Gmar Din in order to be Gurmi the Chiv, and calls man that it's only in the Knas stage, so were she to leave his Vishus before the Madin, then he was never called, he was never Zeiche in that moment, and therefore that she'll walk away with that moment. She'll be Zeiche in that moment, or the Schus of that moment remains by her. Badness
she,
is something.
If she worked while she was a Ketana or a Naira, but she didn't get her paycheck until she's a Bulgaris, the money goes to her, goes to her father.
So what would you say? What kind of Chiv is that? Is that Knas or Mammon?
I think that's a Chiv Mama.
Okay. Right.
And it goes to the father.
Okay, I will agree with you. Mm-hmm.
So we're saying a Chiddush here.
Yeah, but what?
Knas is a Chiddush, but we're saying a Chiddush that because the Maisa happened while she was an Ira.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we're not looking at when the Maisa happened at all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know you mentioned that earlier, but
right. You're just bringing out. It's you know the effects of that concept are dawning on us a little stronger as we talk. Mm-hmm. Right. Very good. Okay, you're getting it good. Mm-hmm. Right, that's what we're seeing over here. So So let's hear again. So the background to this halacha is a mission later on that the din of Bogra, if she's Bogra, Kaidim HaMadu B'din, the halacha is that the knas right now is not anymore La'aviha, it's the knas is to her. And that's because that she was Yotza Mishus Ha'av. At this point, the Av doesn't have his chusim anymore on her mominus. And being that it was, this, we're dealing with knas, and it was not nigmar as onto the momenistika status. So therefore, when this change happens and she's yotza mishusay, the chiv is stays by her. So she's the one who is gonna have be the, you know, have the dintar between. She'll bring the. The ma'anis lebez, it's her claim and it's her mominus.
So, I mean, according to Rava, you for sure it's talui in whether she's in his reshus or not. Say, but you don't need her to be alive at the time of hamadis bedin. You don't need her. According to Abai, would he hold you? She actually has to be alive at the time of hamadis bedin, or he's also says it's talui in bagris.
According to Abaya, what's the question here? Abaya holds once she dies, that patters, right? Non-dependent on Bagris and Bagris.
Right, so it has nothing to do with whether she's, according to Abaya, it has nothing to do with whether she's in his reshus or not in his reshus.
That's where we raise a possibility that could be maybe she's, when she dies, she's also Meshusa because of dying.
Right, so that might be according to Rova. Abai also is saying that's the reason?
Yeah.
Or maybe Abai holds she has to be alive at the time of Amadis Bedin. If she's not alive, can't have a din.
So okay. I mean, see, this is really what we raised before we went into Rava, and we discussed what's Abai, right? You know, is it stomach Zeres HaKosev, or it's because of Yitzim Mishusay? And now maybe you're maybe adding just a little hagdora in Xeris HaKosov that she has to be alive at the Gemara Din. So if she's not around, we don't have the wherewithal to make the Gemara Din. Okay, maybe that's a way to explain why the Ptur is. We're just missing in the technicality to advance the Din. Okay, maybe that's an explanation. Right. But that's all concerning Misa, right? Now, in this Shaila over here of Rava, Misa doesn't seem to be changing anything. At his
if
question,
she died, but she didn't become a Bogeres, then there'll be regular Knas.
Right. Exactly. He's only clearing a Shaila about the Bagrus aspect of it, but we know that Bagrus is what we call Maitzi Mishusai, and once she's in this Bagra, then it doesn't go to the father anymore. So he has this amazing Shiloh over here that he wants to know whether she could advance into the Bagrus status even after she's not alive anymore. Mm-hmm. Right? Now, that's what he's clearing over here. Just going to finish the Rashi. So this is based on a halacha that after Bagras, it's la'atzma v'le'lovia. V'hashtanami Bagra b'kever, mafkia koyach ha'av. Zok Rashi. So based on that premise, so if there's yesh Bagra b'kever, so even though she's not alive, but the same thing will happen. Right, we'll see what relevance it has if she's not alive. Obviously, not going to go to her. Right? She's not here to claim it, to receive it. But yesh b'agav kevim means there'll be a yitzim mishusa. That's mafkia koyach ha'av. That's what Rashi says. That's the yitzim mishusa. Kipshutay ubino yoris lo im yesh laben. Right, and what will be relevant now is that if she's if the Kirch Av is Poka, so if she has a child, then since that schus is really hers, so her son will yashin it. He'll be the one who will be able to follow through on the claim, and not the father. But if Ein Bagra B'Kever, so the father retains his chos in it, and it's his, and he'll be the one who will claim it. Right, so that's what the Gemara seems to be saying over here. Now let's think about this for a minute, just put things into perspective, that, like Rabbi Yoel pointed out, that as far as the Misa itself, right, obviously the Gemara, the Misa itself is not what's patterning over here. Because then what's in the gate the din of Bagar Bekever? So on the contrary, it would seem that Rava holds that Misa doesn't do anything. Misa doesn't change anything. Things stay status quo. It's just the Bagrus which is what changes the halacha. And we know the Ikar halacha is of Bagrus is when she's alive. And his claim is that we have a bagrus even after she's mace, the main nafkamina will be for her ben because she's not alive. So this piece of Gemara over here, if we want to figure what does Rava hold benegeya to the previous halacha, we'd say that he for sure argues on it. Right. So we would wonder that Mora says that milch lepshita labaya miboy leRava. It sounds like from the Gemara that there was Rava's was misupik about this, but we don't see any sophic about this.
Not yet.
Right? So this would be a question which would bother us, and like right, and depending on how long it takes you to get to the end of the Gemara, right, you might have a couple of sleepless nights understanding this Gemara. I remember years ago in Yeshiva, you know, in Yeshiva Bagar Bekever, you know, it's a whole sugya. It takes you a week, 2 weeks, you know, to learn it. Right? And you can imagine that the pain that we were in, that not understanding, you know, they're just pushing this Gemara over here, right? You know, some 2-3 weeks later, we finally got to Mar Rav Ashi, you know, and.
But that's why Dov Schwartzman only slept for like one day every 2 weeks.
Oh yeah,
that's what I heard.
Bornstein said on the recording that Yesh Bagar Bekever or Ein Bagar Bekever, the Achronim explained the difference. The Svara is that if we say Bagus is just the 6 months, that's it. It's automatic 6 months. So then, 6 months happens whether she's alive or not. But if you say it's some type of maturation, then...
Okay, we're getting there. That's part of that's on the agenda.
Okay.
Right? You know, just give us the chance to say it. Right? We'll discuss it. Okay? Very good. Okay, but as far as that this Pshat Hava in the Gemara, that the Gemara is mashman in it. It's a boy, right? So Rashi clearly tells us this later on, right? So that's what that means. And in the Chanami, it is rightful to say that at this point in the Gemara, then the proper Nusuch, or maybe even, you know, this Loshon Bechlal in the Gemara, that Milsa, the Pshitle Labaya, is also Pshitle the Rava, right? It's just Pshitle on the opposite way. And very good. Now, at this point of the Gemara, right, that the Gemara discusses a difference, even after she's not alive, but a difference that it'll make if the schus really belongs to her father, right, who's... The difference is if she has a child, so then the child will yashin. So her schus is still alive. It still could be practically collected her schus through Yerusha. So what do you hold? What do you hold about Abayi's din? Abayi says that bo leo mesa is potter. Right. If she were to have a child, at this point. There's what is this mesa here? if it's a halacha that she's yotza mershusai, so then lachare it would have been comparable to this like bagrus, and bagrus is something that she, like the Gemara is saying over here at this point, the Gemara is saying that it's possible to have a child, so she could yashin it over to her child. So just want to be ma'ir over here that how do we dependent on the two directions of that original halacha. If it's a yitzim ishusa, that's what happens at the time of misa. She's yotza mishus the father. So you see from when she's meis bagar bekever that even though she's not living, but the fact that there's yerusha here, so her schus really could follow through. So were the misa over here to be a yitzir mishusay, so it wouldn't just be potter, right? Akoponim, at this point, more that it's possible to have a ben. So I'm just mean to be ma'ir, right? This over here, right? You have to make the cheshbon. It's not. It can't have a ben. So it could be that it's not relevant.
But your point is nothing to do with Bagrus. Your point is the Misa itself should be mafkir for the father, the shus, but give to the son.
Right.
It's nothing to do with the Bagrus.
If, yeah, I'm right now I'm talking in Abai. Abai doesn't mention anything about Bagrus, right? That she was Meis ben Arusa, right? Meis ben Arusa.
And Abai agrees with the halacha that if she taka becomes a Bagrus, doesn't die.
Definitely.
And it goes right. I mean,
right, that's a Mishnah. You can't argue on that. Right. Right, so what we want to know was that what's the nature of Abaye's din? Is Abaye's halacha similar to Bagrus?
Right? Why does it say putter? Why is it putter from the Kanas? Why does it say Kanas Lubana?
Okay,
that's something like what you're
okay. Yeah, I mean, I wasn't asking as a question, but yeah, right. Just pointing out. Right, Akoponim. At this point, okay, well, maybe we'll ask it as a question form. Maybe it'll hit us better that way.
I didn't get it clear, but Rashi mentions later the concept of that there's no Yerusha of a Kanas.
Okay,
right?
All right, okay, yeah, okay. We'll see. I mean, but the Gemara,
the Gemara.
Okay, one second. But the Gemara at this point, that's why I mentioned over here that the Gemara at this point is working with the ability to have a child and apparently it is going over Birusha, right? We'll have to maybe find out more about that, right? Mm-hmm. Right. So that's what you want to know at this point of the Gemara. Okay. Right. No, so the other side that we were discussing, that it's exerts a cause of that you need her to be alive, so then it wouldn't make a difference whether she has a yerush and not have a yerush. That exerts a cause of that she has to be alive at the time of the Gemara Din. Okay. Now let's talk here. Over here in this Gemara, Yesh Bagar Bekever. I want to discuss with you already opened up a little bit. Very good, Baruch Hashem. You know, that's what we need to do, just to get ourselves thinking a little bit about this. All right, this is an amazing thing. All right, what Yesh Bagar Bekever? So we think to ourselves for one second. Right? I mean. Is there any would be able to clarify shaila? You know, if it's yishnairus bekever, you know, I mean, what does the person age in bekever?
Like a birthday party.
Yeah. Just think, you know, what else it might have been relevant relevant for Akoponim. So what is this Gemara Shaila over here? Why should I think? I think the first glance look at it is that once a person dies, it's over. Me, you know, the person is not advancing. So I think what Rabbi Yo was started saying over is definitely the key to things over here. That the Gemara later on tells us that Ein Bein Nairis the Bags El Shusha Chadoshim, which is different than that of Nairis Akoponim. Nairis is definitely totally on Simonim, and it might be a combination of Shonim and Simonim, but definitely the Simon HaGuf. So anything which would be depend on Simon HaGuf, obviously after one is mace, that you're not going to produce the Simon HaGuf. I don't think. And therefore, such a thing like that is not relevant. But nevertheless, there still is what to discuss. That these 6 months that are between the two things, that nevertheless, I think we would have understood that it relates to the person, right? That means that it's 6 months of life after Nairis. Right? That's what I would have thought. And once a person dies, so then you know those 6 months are not happening. I mean, you know, the world continues for another 6 months, but that doesn't relate to the life of this person. Right? You see from this Gemara, apparently, right? Interesting thing. Maybe Leo will tell us a little better clarification on this, but it would seem to be that the Gemara, the sophic in that Rava has in this Gemara is that being that the 6 months are not dependent on the guf at all, like other things are. Therefore, the 6 months might be something that's even not related to lifetime. And therefore, that could advance even after a person is not living anymore. Okay, since still it's something which seems to be a davar chadash over here, right? Might say that the Gemara is clarifying such a thing. Anyone have any further explanation to that? Okay. Okay, but that's something that I think it's worthy of being ma'ir. Right? This shouldn't be something that we should just swallow, you know, without giving it a second thought. I think, you know, Akoponim to hear that there's a double chodosh in the Gemara over here. Right? Akoponim, maybe, you know, if we spend enough time on it, and then we'll understand why it is chakira worthy, right? And it is a valid setback upon it, but it's something which Taka should arouse our attention. Akoponim. Okay, now let's say like this. Okay, so the Gemara over here, right? The Vayla, we don't know anything, right? So as far as what certain premises that the Gemara seems to be working with, Gemara's working with a certain mitzvah that it's possible that she could have a child, right? She died over here while she was Benairis. So the Gemara is working with the Metzius that it's possible to have a child. That's point number one. And the Gemara is also working with a halacha premise that it's possible to be merish this chus in the knas that she has to her son. Now let's just hear the order of events, you know, how that's working. As follows, because like this, at the time that she died, she's a Nair, right? So that, it's the Av is the one who has this, it's granted, it's in the Knas stage, right? but it's his chus right now to advance it into momentous, right, in order for him to make the claim.
By Gemara Din, the Knas turns into Mammon?
When we say Mammon, we just mean that it solidifies the Chiv. Right, that's what it means. I don't mean to say that it's not knas anymore concerning other differences that moment and knas have. We don't mean to say that necessarily. So, she dies at the point when the Av has this chus. Now, if she was alive and she became a Bagaris, so at that point when she becomes a Megaris, there's the Atzir Merishusa, now this chus belongs to her. Now let's talk about that itself for a minute, because that's also a point that the Achrayim discuss and comes up in many, many areas. So let's just raise this right now. I'm sure that Michael discussed this and thought about this. How does that work exactly? This that the Av has the schus, is that a direct line that the Torah was zeiche momentous of the monetary things to the Av, and therefore the one who was nischayev is nischayev directly to the Av? Is that what it is? Or the pshat is that Be'etzim he's merely mechuyev to the Bas, right? She worked for him, she received the hezek, right? She was the one that was Nensa. So the chiv Be'etzim is really to the daughter. In other words, like he takes over her chiv. So what do you see in that? What do you hear in that? Do you hear in that more than the final schus that he has? But we want to know is that halacha is the initial chiv to the father, and let's say when she becomes a burgress, so now it's chal anu chiv, that chiv is poka, and somehow it transfers to her, or that same chiv which originally was to her, the ikra halacha is that he takes over that chiv. So when he goes out of the picture, so then nothing is nischadish now. It's that it's the old chiv which intrinsically was to her, which he took over. So if he's out of the picture, so now that chiv remains by her. But
so
we're not
saying that he takes over. You mean the ben?
No, the father. I'm talking about the father right now. Right, the ikra halacha of when a father the shvach from the urim lavia, right? That halacha.
So what do you mean he takes it over? When you say that,
I mean not so much in time, but in mechanics. The mechanics is that the chiyuv really is to her, right? That should be, and the Torah said that chiyuv which are to her, he becomes. That's what he takes over. He takes over that chiyuv. That's what it is. So intrinsically, it's a chiv to her, right? Right? And the nafkamin would be that if you'd have some kind of reason why the chiv couldn't be chal to her, then he would never get it. Because it's not chal initially to him. Right? He's only taking over something which is nischayev to her. And what will also be relevant in the mechanics is at the point that he comes out of the picture. So what happens now? Is it nischadish a chiv to her, or what's happening is that he just came into the picture and took over his chiv? So if he's out, so now that original chiv, which really was to her, is been kaimei yomei.
Is the same tooth stubborn, but by her ma'isi yadayim?
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Right. That's what we claim, that this ikra halacha of the shvach and the urim la'avia. Right? How does that work?
In the opposite case, would it be a davar pasha? Let's say the father was not Jewish, right? So does it automatically go to her, right? I mean, would that be a davar pasha
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. to the
right. No, we have situations, right, where we're let's say we're just having more before, right, by Nisarsam, according to Rabbi Kiyah the Mas Nisan. Right, you see that the initial, well, okay, that's sort of maybe along the lines of that idea, right? Right, is that what you want to see? Right, or if there is no father, right? She's a yesayma, right? Right, there's no father, so all these chiyuvim go to her, right?
Isn't there something that her older brother takes over?
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that.
Maybe. Michael, give me a look like.
Well, I don't know. I don't see it anywhere. If you show me somewhere, then I don't know why he should.
Yeah. Not familiar. You know, the only thing that we're familiar with maybe is you know, Kedusha Ketana.
Maybe what you mean, I'm not sure. Maybe what you mean is that if there's a Yerusha, and the sons have to support the daughters, they have like a chiyuv to support the daughters till they get to a certain age, then maybe because they're supporting the daughters from the Yerusha, they get Maaseh Yadayim. Is that, maybe that's what you mean? I don't know. I'm not sure if that's true, but that I could see a svara for that.
So he could tell us if he meant that or not. I don't think so.
Okay,
let's see. Yeah. Okay. So now we're discussing like this, that when she's alive, and she becomes a begeres, so we have that shift, and we just discussed maybe the two stodim had to understand the shift, but that's what happens. Now let's talk about when she's mace, right? So when she's mace.
Sorry, just going to go back to when she's alive. I mean, you wanted to say there's no difference between masir. We were asking whether it becomes like a new chiyuv when she becomes a bogeris, right?
Mm-hmm.
I thought we were only talking about kanas, but it sounded like Rabbi Eliyahu asked you a question that you're saying even by mammon,
right,
it would transfer over to her when she became, if she worked as a cotton and she earned money and it didn't get paid.
Okay, no, you're right. I mean, practically it's not relevant because it was the shtana. So you see, you're really right. Practically, that's not. Okay. Yeah. You're really right. It's not practical because moment is always nigma right away. So there's never really a chiv which is hanging, which could shift. I'm just thinking. Is there a way by moments we could talk about this? Yeah, I mean, even by moments we could talk about this. It'll be just like maybe one step further, or a step before, right? That even in the moment is, we want to know how does this work? That, you know, the we're really dining over here as far as the pipeline. That's what I want to know. You know, is there a direct pipeline between the one who's mechuyev and the father, or he's always coming through the daughter? Right? So even by moment is, right, when that chiv is chal to him, right, that's what we want to know. Is the pshat that at this point that the one, her boss, right, is mechuyev straight to him, or it's also going through her, right? So I mean, it's more like the shaila will present itself like a step before. We're not gonna see the shift. After the chiv was ready chal at a certain point, that's true. That you're only going to have by knas, But the concept of what we're mistapik over here is that is the father's chus dependent on his daughter, on the daughter's chus, or it's an independent chus, right? That's the ikar hachakira, which is shaykh by momentus also.
I mean, we saw the idea where if one of the two are mochel, if either the daughter is mochel or the father is mochel, would that be tully in what the Rav is discussing here? Is who has the right to
so be? I don't think so. I don't think so, even though, because it's not like he's getting it from her, right? And, we don't mean to say over here that okay, even that, this is.
Clearly, the tsar is the physical tsar of the daughter.
Fine, but that's just the cause of the chiv.
Right.
Right, but we're talking about the chiv itself, which is created as. It's always. She's always the one who is the cause of the chiv. That's definitely true, but right now we're being stopped about how the chiv presents itself. That's what we want to know. Is she just the mere the cause, and she's the cause of a chiv between two other parties, and she's not at all playing a role, you know, in the wiring of the chiyuvim, or no? Of course, then, you know, it works through her. But a mechila, she can't be mechel regardless, being that the schus was given to the fathers. Even if it works through her, but that's his din. Right? His din is that he has the jurisdiction over things that are mechayev to her. So then she wouldn't be able to be mechel it. Okay, but we'll see, maybe as we go on, this is a fundamental shaila in Bechlal, the din of Shvach Neurim, and we'll see where it presents itself, possibly Nafkaminis.
In the Chor, even after she becomes a Ogeris, the Poshis of Pagam goes to the father, right?
So Kipshuta, this is what was mentioned before, right? Because that, in the Chor, that was Nigmar, right? Exactly like saying, right?
That's a Mominous payment.
Right. Yeah.
That's what should be.
Just clarifying.
That's what should be. That's what should be. Right? Always, we have to always be open, right? Right. Because we definitely will see that there are certain dependencies. The Gemara will say, tell us later on between Boishus Pagam and Knas, and we have to follow that. What are the guidelines of these dependencies? Even though one's Knas and one's Momin. Okay. So what we were discussing was that in the Bagger Bekever. So what happens is that she's mace. The fact that she's mace, according to Rava, doesn't change anything. The Av still has this chus. Now that in itself might tell us something, that if he's working through her and she's not alive anymore, is that possible? Right? And as if the pshat would be that you know he has her zchus, he could claim the hischaivus to her. So if she's not around, she herself couldn't claim it. Then I could hear one saying that, you know, that the chur would seem to indicate that it's his own din. However, let's see. But the Gemara discusses over here that that once she becomes a Baigris, then there is a Yetzir Mishusai, which means that the Nusach of the Gemara that it's Pakas Chusai, right? So his din is Paka, and it relates to her. Like we discussed the two possibilities, right? Whether it just goes back to, right, to what to the place that the Av is getting it from. So nothing's real in his chadish. The pshat is kipshuta, like the nusach, like Mora says, it's pokas chusay. But it's not like you know that piping that you know is taken off and then we call the plumber and set up a new right, a new thing. It was there the whole time. Like he just sort of funneled from her. Right, that's what it was. So it's just a shadow of Hawkeye, you know. Right, like he sort of how do you call it? You know,
close the valve, maybe.
Yeah, yeah. Right, that's like he's how do you call it? You know, like he's no, exactly.
But by a katana, the father can sell a katana.
Yeah.
I think by katana, I know you had a tooth stolen by Naira. I think by katana it's possible that the kesef of Bechira belongs to the father directly. It's not going through the daughter. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, probably. Mm-hmm. But what about the Maisi Adayim of a katana?
She doesn't have a yad.
So, okay, I don't want to get involved in that, but the way chiyuvim work is not really dependent on that, right? Even if you have to make a kinyan, then you need that. But you know, if someone's mazga cotton, so they're not mechuyev.
Well, if the cotton belongs to the father, let's say.
Let's look at if the cotton doesn't, right?
It says a lot of pigyas and rum.
That's when they're probably.
Right.
If you damage them, you have to pay, but if they damage you, they don't have to pay.
Right. I think we're getting off the topic. So
but there's still something concerning.
Yeah.
When a father sells, when he makes the kedushin by a katana, he makes that tinyan.
As beating asad the isha zeh.
Right. But by a nara, when she's mitaresis, he also gets the money. But there she makes the kinyan. So you see, I don't know if this is important for what you're saying, but it just, you see a difference between, you know, the father gets the kesef kedushin when she's a katana or when she's a nara. But you see a difference in the way the kinyan itself is made.
Okay, that's true. That's true. Mm-hmm. That's true, and as you're touching on, there are really two separate halachas that are happening over there, right? Really, two different. We'll get to that.
So the father's mekadosh the daughter. The money's given directly to the father's hand, but when a naira gets married, the money's given to the girl's hand, and she has to pass it on to her father.
But he's saying as far as who's making the kinyan, right? That's I believe what he's pointing out, that a katana can't make a kinyan.
Right, so the money is given directly to the father.
Okay, I mean that's technical, you know, as far as how you make the Maisa Kinyan. But being that he's making the Kinyan, so yeah, it has to wherever in halacha it has to come to him.
So by the naira, the mekadesh gives the money to the naira.
If the father could also be mekadesh when she's a naira, right? But she also has the ability to mekadesh herself.
But if she's mekadesh herself, she gets the money in her hand, she has to pass it on to her father.
Right. No different than her paycheck, right? Okay, let's see. Yeah. We're just trying to point that over here, that when she's mason, she becomes a begeris, bekever, right? So what happens over here now is that at that point she becomes a begeris, she's not alive at this point for her to take her zchus, we call it, but since she has a yerish, so the yerish will be the one which will keep her zchus alive, right? So there's someone that could, it's as if she's here. I mean, that's how we look at it, right? So her zchus, that's the halacha that the Gemara is working with Akoponim at this point, that she could be merish her schos to her ben. So at that point, that she becomes a burgess, even though she's not around, but she has a yotze halotza, chalotzel, right? She has a descendant over here who, through the halacha of Yerusha, will have her schos, He'll be the one that will be Mekayim. He'll keep the her schos alive.
As if it was given to her and then she gave it to her son, or went directly to the son?
Well, I mean, there's a Yerusha over here that is going on, because the son...
Yerusha is Yerush from the parent.
Okay.
But the parent never was Kone. It wasn't like she was Kone.
We're talking about the schos. Right?
You can be Yorish something that you weren't kind of yourself?
Yeah. That's definitely could. If it's a monetary, if it's a knas, that might be a question that we'll see about later. Right? But they're definitely a person definitely could be Yorish. Right? Non-collectible items, right, might have a difference in Hilchas Yerusha, maybe Legabe Bechor and things like that, which is not relevant to us right now. Okay? Let's see. Okay, I'm sorry, I'm just get off a little bit over here. So let's carry on over here. Now, what I would like to do over here is that now that we saw the Gemara, right, so we could strategically navigate ourselves in the Gemara, and therefore I'd like to skip this whole first piece in Gemara over here, because it's really, it's a side point, right? Right.
I just have one question. I
think. Yeah.
Is the Gemara here assuming we're going like Rebbe Meir, that she has to be a Nara when she's a Nusa, or the Gemara is assuming she can't get pregnant when she's less than 12?
He says, I don't want to discuss these cheshbonos right now.
Okay,
right?
Fine.
That's what I was trying to do.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Fine.
Yeah,
you'll tell me where.
Right. So I'm really trying
fine.
Right.
Okay, fine.
I want to keep it.
Okay.
So the Gemara asked the Kasha, Fetting Gemara Kasha over here, Umi Ma'abra. Fetting Gemara, that it's not possible to have a child, and therefore this Nachmin is not relevant. Right. The Gemara, right, discusses, and Gemara agrees to the question. Therefore, we're going to jump down over here. Elo Hachikami Boile. Zok the Gemara, this is the Shaila, right? So this is an important thing that when we're learning a piece of Gemara, right? So, you know, if you want to focus on the issue on hand, sometimes you have to like sort of bracket a side tangent which comes into the Gemara. It's a sugi by itself, right? The halacha of Mishamshus B'moich, right? You know, when you learn yeshivas, you know, every few lines is a new sugya. But when the sugya comes in the middle, so it's important to put everything in its proper place, right? After you when if we do that, then every sugya will be able to have from it. One shouldn't cause confusion, and in the Hemshech HaGemara. Okay, so we know that there are in this Gemara over here, right, a few inyanim, right? But right now, for our purposes, the Gemara asks the question. The Gemara proves that it's not possible to have this nafkamina of a child, and therefore, so what's it relevant? What's it relevant whether the yesh bagar bekever or not? Because even if you hold yesh bagar bekever, but the father will yashin her. So l'chayr, regardless, the av will get it. Right. So there's no practical nafkamin. That's what the Gemara is. What Akapanim was thinking at this point. Zok the Gemara. El hachi kami boyle yesh bagar bekever upoka av. Idil me'ein bagar bekever veloi poka av. On the tzad of yesh bagar bekever, the Gemara calls it poka av. Okay, that's true. That that the schus that the av has, that halach of shvach neurim laviha, is poka. And if that's true, so shines, then there is no claimant over here, and the manas will be poter. Now let's see Rashi over here.
If it's poka av, that means that there's no payment.
Right. now, when you learn the Gemara, right, you gotta feel a little confused over here and say, one second. But no, if the son was yarshin her, so then the father should yarshin her. Now that she can't have a son, so the father's the yarish. So why is the Gemara saying that that there's an afkamina. If yesh ba'al b'kever, it's poka'av. Why poka'av? Right? He should get it. Like that's what we were expecting over here. So let's see. Zok Rashi. We're in Rashi over here. Poka'av. Zok Rashi. Poka tfiyos av. V'zocho halo. B'mesh b'yodah. The tfiyos av is poka. His claim from the ma'anis is poka. It doesn't exist. It goes off. He loses it, and therefore zochalob mashbiyodai, and therefore the boil he keeps what he has. She'ein bal dinoi kayim, the bal din, which is should be her, since she was bog, she's not living. Now the zokrashi v'knas lav mamon hu lahirishoi le'aviha b'toyes yerusha. So Rashi Bavarim's a question, and Rashi says, one second, what let him, her father, in the ash in her? Right? So why is he potter? So Rashi tells us over here that there's a difference in knas and momen. Knas, lav momen hu lahirisha lavia. Knas, Rashi tells us that the weakness is in the level of the monetary. What is it? What do you have? It's not established moment, and since it's not established moment, so that's why it's not something which the din of Yerusha was said that one could pass on. Lav monu l'risha l'aviha b'todes Yerusha kol kamad le'gavase. Now. But the word gavase over here, Rashi, is a little misleading, if I could use that word, right? Because lechora after amad bedin, it's gemardin, yeah, right? Lechora it is. So this that Rashi is called kam legavase. Akoponim, we have to know what Rashi means with that. If he means it literally and it says something in this Rashi or not. Hakoponim. So Rashi clearly tells us what the Gemara is saying over here, right? That's what the Gemara means. However, that just leaves us with a contradiction over here. Right? I mean, the beginning of the Gemara was working to choose Yashin into her son, and over here,
can I just make one point? Yeah. I think from this Rashi, it makes it sound like the Ma'anis guy really owes the money, but the father can't collect it anymore. He can't get it because paka av and yorish whatever he, but it seems like I'll call klapa shemai. Really, technically, he owes the money, as opposed to Abaya's lashon is bala mesa pater. Pater makes it sound like to me that he's puttering ganzen.
Okay. I hear. That's a good point.
You agree or not?
That's a good point. So I just mention over here. Once you brought that up, is that there? I believe that there are two levels in what you're pointing at in the Gemara over here. This idea. It's possible in a momentistic achiev that the claimer doesn't exist, and therefore there's no one to claim, there's no one to pay, right?
Collect it.
So that is talking about even when there's an established achiev, the achiev was nigmar. Then you'll be potter. That's that's the full form of what you're showing, that the chiv is there. The full chiv is there. We're just missing the really the deposit box, right? But by us, when talking about knas, it's a level before that. Since by knas you need the gmaradin in order to establish the chiv, and we need the claimant in order to do that, so it never advanced to a full chiyuv. Right? So you're right. It's taka missing mitzad the claimant, but it's not, but there's a difference between the two. Right? Over here, the chiyuv has not yet been established yet. Right? Masha inkein, that it's possible to have this chiddush even when the chiyuv was established. Right? No boss. There's no place, no way to be mekayim your chiyuv. No place to drop it off. Okay. Right. So right now we're standing with a question over here. Right. So when you learn this Gemara, right, that's what helps us when we skip the middle over here, because you know, if you spend 2-3 days in the middle over here and you come back over here, you forgot whatever happened over there, and fine, you know, you swallow this and you just carry on. Right.
Because here it says you can't be Yerush Kenas, and here we said if she had a bun, it would have been
right.
A bun of Ben, it would have been Yerush.
Right, exactly, right. So when we put these two lines in Gemara together, right, mm-hmm. then it's clear, and then we have the clarity of the shayl that all the Rishonim are bothered with in this piece of Gemara. Mm-hmm. Right, let's see the Tosfos piece.
Bottom of Amud Beis.
Right, the bottom Tosfos. You see the last Tosfos. Yesh Baga Bekevin. Vim Toimar. You see that Vim Toimar. Right, this is Tosfos's question code. Vim Toimar. Right. So Tosfos, we have a question. It's a question of Hechim Motzi the Meimar Shetehei Mereshes Knas Lebno. How could the Gemara say that she'll be? That's Gemara saying over here. If she has a child, the child will get it. That she's be Mereshes Knas Leben. Or ain't other Mereshes Knas Lebonov. A person can't be Mereshes Knas if it's only a Knas form. There's no Yerusha on that. Kidam Rinon Reish Perek Nair Lekamon. Tosfos brings, he references the Gemara. Uvesomach nami zok Tosfos, right? Uvesomach nami. Right? That Gemara, when we get it, we'll have to see that Gemara. I want to stay local over here. Uvesomach nami omar yesh bagar bekever upoka av. So Rashi referring to the piece of Gemara that we just saw. The Gemara just said that yesh bagar bekever upoka av. Vi the Moish Knas zok Tosfos. If a person can be merish knas, ki yesh bagar bekever, nami lepoka av, yehei loy mitayis yirusha. That was Tosfos' question. Zok Tosfos. Okay, so that's the question that Tosfos is dealing with. Okay, so we're just dealing with a question that presents itself on our daf. Right? Minei ubei. Zok Tosfos. Umiyu. Hahidu besomach yesh lidchos. Tosfos says that were we to be asking only from this Gemara that we just learned right now, Namites, Yesh Lidchais, that we could push off the question and say, the Nafkamina im hi chayeves la'acherim, the Nafkamina would be that if she's mukhiv to others. The im yesh bagar bekever, poka av, afagav the other merish knas. So Tosfos like this, that the Gemara on the Avlamates, which says Poka Av, which we thought that meant because you can't be Moirish Knas, we could be mad for that Gemara and say that what the Gemara means is as follows, that if she owes others, meaning to say that there's an Afkamina, whether someone receives, whether the Av receives it because of his own Tzchus or because of Yerusha. And the difference is because if someone's getting something because of Yerusha, so we know that Lukuchis, if the Moirish owed money to others, so that money doesn't go to the Yorshim. That money is Meshubit to whoever she's Mechuyiv to. So that's what the Gemara means to say over here. The Gemara is, the more real Olam person could be Moirish, Knas the bottom. Don't take it out of this Gemara that you can't be Moirish. Really, you could be Moirish Knas. And this with the Gemara saying Poka Av, the Gemara means Poka Av means toward Lukuchus. That's what the Gemara means. So again, let's hear. The Gemara Shaila over here is it Baga Bekever or not? If there's no Baga Bekever, so then the Av retains his chutz. It's his chutz. Masha'en Kane, that if you yesh back of a kever, it's her zchus. Ah, he's going to get it anyways because he's going to yash in her. No, the nafkumino will be if she's mochiv lacherim. She's mochiv lacherim, so Yerusha won't give it to him because lukuchis, right, the balachavis, right, they're the ones that get before. Right. Zog Taisvis, let's hear that in Taisvis. Yesh Lidchois, the Nafkaminim, Hichayavas Lacherim, the Mesh Bagger, Bekever Poka Av, Afagav, the Odom Moirish Knas, the Nutten Bali Chavis. Avlam Ein Bagger Bekever, Ein Nutten Bali Chavis Klum. The Le Poka Av, Baknasu Shalov Le Shalom. Okay, so Taisvis says that if it were just. If we were just to be asking from the Gemara later on, you know, we can be matri, we can get out of it, right? As Taisus explains. However, Taisus says that we still have the Mar Mokum from the Gemara later on, v'yesh loyma.
When somebody is yorish something, he's not also yorish his chaybus that the other person had. If a person is yorish his father. And his father gave him over money, but it also his father owed money.
Yes, that's the point.
Yeah.
How's that a question? Taka, that's the case. That's what we're saying, in a sense. If it's lo paka av, the father gets it directly, and it's not a Yerusha, and so the father gets it, and the glukuchos don't get anything. But if it's betur Yerusha, then the chovos come on to it. That's the whole point. No?
Is that what you wanted to know? And I didn't fully follow. But did that satisfy your question? Or you're not sure?
When somebody is yorish money, do they also yorish the person's chovos? That's all. Just answer that question.
No.
But
the nechosim, the property.
Yeah, right. I understand.
Yeah. What do you mean? I was working with you on nusuch, right? Obligations don't go over to Yoshim without nechosim.
Without nechosim, it's only through the Christ and the nechosim.
Right.
Okay. That's what I wanted to know.
Okay. Look, it's Zaktais, V'yei Shloima, Dehocho Havemotzi Lakshuye, V'ho Ein Moirish Knas Libno. Zaktais, right? This is Taisis answers like the following. This is what Mahalchim Taisis. Zaktais, the truth of the matter is, Ein Other Moirish Knas. And therefore, this one more discussed about having a ben, the truth of the matter is that just like the mother asks that can't be an afrin because it's a technical issue of having a ben, the truth is that there's another halachic technical problem. There ain't other merish knas lebonov. And Moral Takan could have asked that, in Ochanami. Right? That's so this that it would have been mashma in the Gemara right away, that you're yashing the ben, the truth of the matter is that is something which really is a question, how you could do that. And the Gemara could have asked that also. In a chenami, the more ask a different question, the more ask, you know, maybe a more technical question, maybe, you know, talk a little complicated, right? But the Gemara focused on the Metzias Dika question, having a ben, but in a chenami, okay, so that's what this is saying. Right? Don't take out of this Gemara that was not an issue. That was also
right.
That's what this is saying. The Hocha have a much shuvah and el merish knas lebnei ela dadif menei poroch. More ask a better question. Now, let's see over here. Advance a little bit in the Taisvis. See if we could just open something up over here in the Taisvis. V'ri muki hachbay dehoch beboishes upgam. Zememayna havi. Yeah, let's hear. Zokhtari. Okay. One answer. Let's see what happens now. All right. Right. Let's see what happens now.
Doesn't work out with our whole
Okay. One second. Right. That's what I want to point out. Now, but let's even think before we go get into thing. But just see Tosis's plan, right? Because the question is that we have a contradiction in the two Gemaras over here, right? So how are we getting out of this? Right? So let's see it. So Tosis seems to be saying that you're right. Avada ain't unmoved knas lebonov, and we're not discussing knas. We're discussing boishes ubgam. Right. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, let's just hear this for a moment. Let's hear the Gemara Shaila concerning Boishus Upagam. Yesh Bagar Bekever, Ein Bagar Bekever. Is all the Gemara. This is concerning momus de kichiyuvi, right? Because the truth is that as we mentioned before, that the shvach ni'urim includes momus, and once she becomes a begeris, then she's not in his vishus anymore concerning those, and therefore this shaila l'chayru should be relevant also to momus. And Momenis will afford us this nafkamina of a ben with Yerusha, because that there is Yerusha.
So then why in a lot of tests don't we say we're talking about the father with Boshu Begam?
Mm-hmm. Very good. Right. That's what we meant to ask over here. That how is Tosis answering the contradiction between the two Gemaras? Yeah, I'm just trying to navigate a bit in the Tosfos, because Tosfos gets involved in other things over here. Yeah, Mr. Marshall over here addresses this, the Gemara, later on. The Marshall says as follows. If you want to see the Marshall, you could turn to the Marshall just to have the Maramok in case you want to look at it later. Mashal says, "Aval." See over here. This is the first mashal on this Tosis over here. Second piece, Lam Ches on the base. But Aval Hach Baya de Likamon im Yesh Bagar Bekever Poka Avoyloi. So Mashal in Knas Kami Boyle. That is Taka talking about the Knas.
Why?
Which, because we want to have an Afkamina, right? So it's like this. There is a shaila over here. We're clearing a shaila yishbaga bekev na bekevin, and we have to have an afkamina between the two tzedakim. So the Gemara originally understood that the afkamina is going to be whether if she have a ben, whether she could she marries. So if you want to talk about Yerusha, then the Shai will have to be discussing something which is Yerusha Bull, which will be Baisha Supergam. The Gemara says, well, Yerusha is not relevant because she can't have a child. So the Nafkamin will be without a child. Without a child, if we're still discussing the same thing, which is Yerusha Bull, right, if it's Yashin Bull, then there's no Nafkamin because the father regardless will get it. So therefore, we'll have to, over there, we'll have to set that, of course, the he was clearing about Knas. Right? So depending on what the scenario of the Shaila is and what the Nafkamina is, we'll make a Nafkamina whether we're discussing a Mamnas Dikachiev or a Knas Dikachiev.
So you're saying that according to that, Enachanami over there, if it would have been Boshu Begam,
there will be no nafkamina because Manu Shachta would have gotten it.
Because either way the father would get it.
Right.
Not like the earlier Har of Tosfos. That the Lukuchos would be a difference.
Oh, no. What I'm saying. So we didn't discuss Lukuchos. Zok the Marsho, once you brought that up, the Marsho says, he says that if you look in Tosis in Bava Kama, says that Miu Lefi Masha Kostav Noel the Nafkamina Imichayevas Lacherim. What you're saying? Shabbos in Lefrushet Baidla. Come on, Leinian Boishes Upagam. Akoponim that Tosis is saying that once we mention that there's an Nafkamina when you could be Moirish at Gabla Kuchis, so you could say that Gemara is also talking about Boishes Upagam. And the poka'af will be clap the kuchas, right? So akoponim. So what's coming out is like this, and this is not shver. This is not shver because we don't necessarily need that the two stodim in the Gemara are talking about the same thing, right? We know Rav Kledesh Aliyish Bagabekeh. We're trying to figure out, right? What was the nafkamina? Now in a chenami that if the nafkamina will there only be possible if he's discussing a certain thing, so fine, that's what he was discussing. So if he was discussing Yerusha, so then as long as we think that that's the nafkamina, so then the shay will have to be on something which Taka has the Yerusha, which will be moments, which will be Baishisu Pagam. That once the Gemara regardless says that's not relevant, and therefore we're looking for an afkamino without Yerusha. So on the contrary, we'll talk about something that the Taka is no Yerusha, and then we'll have an afkamino. Atimara works over there. Says Taisvis that well, according to what we raised before, that even by momentous there could be an afkamino because if the lakuchas that's the hill between Yerusha, and the Av gets it straight. Okay. There's more, definitely more going on in the Tosfos over here, but we'll is a shame. We'll
get there. Like the whole mechanics we set at the beginning.
Oh, let's hear. I'm sorry.
The whole mechanics we said at the beginning, we said by Kenas, the Chiyuv doesn't happen till the Gemara did, but we said Mammon, the Chiyuv happens immediately. So, therefore, if the chiyuv happens immediately by mammon,
it's not midin yerusha.
But I think Tosfos somewhere says in here that
midin yerusha is what you're asking.
I don't know if that's what I want to ask you.
I can't continue.
No, you're saying that the mammon should still go to the father. That's what
right.
Your problem is.
Right, but not midin Yerusha.
The mammon should go to the father.
That has nothing to do with Yerusha.
The mammon, I'm saying what Michael's saying.
Yeah, that the mammon should still go to the father because it was mammon, it wasn't kanas.
Right.
And I think that Tosfos somewhere says that there's like a hekesh because of tachas asher ina. Didn't they say that? Oh, here, right. The Omer reads the Inyan Ze Vade Idkush Boshus Begam Lekanas Dichtiv Tachas Asher Ina Michlal Di Ikus Boshus Begam De Lemi
Shazel nitenze. So it sounds like that's what they're saying. Am I wrong?
Okay, one second. Let me just get to there.
You see what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I mean, Tosis, let me see where Tosis is really introduces that. Okay, but one second. let's ask the question. Okay, let's ask the question in order to interact. Right. So you're asking a very good question over here. That once we're talking about momen, so once there's momen, so the whole halacha of Boigris Bechlau, right? Even when she's alive,
right?
Right. The halacha is that a momenistic achiev, right? Okay, that's an important point that we have to. Okay, so this is what. This is what we were mentioning before, that there's certain dependencies, right? And this is what Michael is saying over here. There's certain dependencies between the two things, and therefore, concerning this halacha. So what we just said is, as far as the halacha of Moirish Knas, that's what we said, that momenis is different than that of Knas. Right? But as far as the schus of the Av, right, that's where there's a dependency between the Boshe Supagam and the Knas, and therefore that if it were to be that concerning Knas, then the Av wouldn't get it. So my high time he also won't get. Now the truth is that this is taka a whole additional thing which we'll have to speak about this with more knowledge, more yishuv hadas. But the question that you asked is very good, right? That's very good. You're holding the cheshbonis properly, right? And that's definitely a point which you have to ask, which doesn't match up over here. Mm-hmm. So this is where that halacha of the dependencies between the two chiyuvim come into play, and Beis Hashem will have to talk about this. Right now, there's not enough time to get the full cheshbonis over here because it's a little complicated concerning where you have this in and when you don't have this halacha. But that's the key, right? Like Michael is saying, this new idea that we're having, that the sources that the Gemara says that there's a dependency between the two halachas, that's going to be relevant to this din over here. So that's why, even though there was a Gemara din, I'm sorry, even though Momenis is considered like after Gemara din, so what's
so
in the game?
The father of
right. Even Bagris, even she's like saying, if it is Bagris, it doesn't affect it. Right. Okay, so Be'ez Hashem, we'll have to see about this. Akoponim, but, right, this is, you could find in Tosis is a little, you have to weed out over here in the Tosis what you want to see, because the Tosis brings in other sugyas, and it could be a little complicated. But now that you know what you're looking for, you could find in the Tosis this idea that there is such a halacha that there's lemisha zen nitten, and that's going to play the role over here. Okay, I'm sorry, we'll have to hold it over here for now. Okay, very good.